Good evening, Joel.
Good evening, Mike. Welcome once again. You must be exhausted.
I know, it has been quite a trip.
Right.
But we've made a lot of good friends, and we've had a lot of people. In fact, I think if we could do it again, we'd probably, you know, quadruple our attendance, because so many people said, oh, I want to bring my friends.
Did I give you the March schedule yet? I have 16 days booked for Florida.
Excellent. And I take it you'll be doing those?
you'll just be able to call in. We'll keep you on speaker.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. And, you know, what we need to develop, you know, when technology gets really to the point of smooth, we could end up doing teleconferencing, where we can have our own camera and we can, I mean, it's not as good as being in person, but it's the next best thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, me too. It sure beats sitting in the car or sitting in the air. I don't want to be on an airplane. I mean, that to me is just, it's getting crazier.
Yeah. Let's talk about a product tonight that, first of all, would probably be good for heart health, something good for athletes, something good basically for the memory.
Well, you know what you just said, Joel, I want to do that, but I want to say something. You just triggered my brain. So, you know, we're good about doing this. One thing that is so important to constantly remind all of our people listening is that there's an old expression, and my wife used it several weeks ago when she helped me on one of the calls. If you pull the cat's tail, you get the whole cat. Okay? And what that means is if we're talking about heart health, we're automatically talking about fitness, because you can't become fit if your heart's not healthy.
Right.
If we're talking about youthfulness, you know, keeping your youthful attitude and appearance, you can't talk about that unless you're talking about proper nutrition and you're talking about a healthy heart and a healthy mind.
Right.
So everything always goes together. You can't separate it out, which is what medicine does today. Medicine treats every piece of the body as a separate. In fact, there are specialists who only deal with ears.
I hear.
Crazy. It's crazy. Used to be ear, eye, nose, and throat. Now there's just ear people. I mean, this is nuts.
Right. And tell us a little bit about our motto here at PHP, Purium Health Products, about, you know, besides, you know, preventing, treating, diagnosing, all, you know.
Well, right. Okay. Well, our first of all, I'm glad you mentioned that, Joel, because, you know, when it comes right down to it, there is no product that PHP sells that will cure or heal any disease. There's no drug that will heal or cure any disease. There's no medical treatment that will heal or cure any medical disease. In fact, there is nothing outside of our bodies that can bring about a healing effect or a cure.
Okay.
The only thing that we can do as health practitioners, people that make products, people that make food, is to go back to what Hippocrates said over 2,500 years ago, and that is the body is a self-healing machine. If we give it the right tools, if we follow natural law, the body, we all should be able to live well over 100.
Well, you know what they said in my school.
Yeah, but I mean, the problem is most of us don't, because our environment has become polluted. Our food supply has become less than adequate. Our stress level is out of sight. And so all of these things basically weigh on, you know, on following the natural law. We're not following the natural law. We haven't for many, many years. And so that's part of our problem. But the whole concept of PHP is that our goal is to be in harmony with nature, with natural laws, recognizing that Mother Nature and the good Lord do know more than these chemists and scientists who conjure up these so-called supplements. In fact, Joel, I would like to make a point to this, because I, you know, as you know, I've been in this industry for a long time.
Way longer than me.
Yeah, 30 years. And, you know, I started when I was 3.
Right.
And one of the things that's interesting is I recommend anyone do this, is walk into the biggest health food store that you can find and walk up to the section of the store where they have multiple vitamins. And I'll guarantee you at most stores you'll find anywhere between 25 and 75 to 100 choices of multiple vitamins. I'm not talking about different sizes, but I mean actually different formulas, different brands, so on and so forth. And if you ask the question, well, where did these all come from? You know, I mean, how did they, they're all different, they're all unique. So where did, you know, what's the science behind this? And you know what the answer is, Joel?
Tell me.
It's somebody's opinion.
Mm.
That's it. It's somebody's opinion. I'm not saying they don't do research. They do research, but it's still their opinion because you got all these different opinions coming up with different formulas.
And, Michael, that's what I love about opinions. Everyone has one.
Right, exactly. And they're worth about the, what you pay for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So with Purium Health, our goal is to provide products that have been designed and I'd say, what's the word I'm looking for? Not dedicated, but they've been
hand-tailored.
Well, they've been we follow the lead of nature. In other words, nature is giving us the model to follow, and we are trying to stay in harmony with that model in terms of the products that we bring out.
The natural flow.
The natural flow, exactly. Because if you're the
natural
flow is what your body wants to be in all the time. And so there's no point in loading your body up with stuff that it can't handle.
It's all about balance.
Exactly. Balance is the key.
Mm-hmm. And I was saying before, what the school I went to, they would always say, you know, if you give the body half a chance, it repairs itself.
Correct. Exactly. Exactly.
What you're saying, you know, it's that simple.
Yep. Well, you know, Joe, I would like to tell... I'd like to, if you don't mind, tell an interesting story. This is a true story, and it sort of gives you an idea of how everything is working.
Okay, I love that.
This story is from several years ago. I think the man was like 33, 34, and he was working on a job, and there was a terrible explosion, and he ended up with severe second and third degree burns over 75% of his body. And if you talk to anyone in burn triage, they'll tell you that's not good. That's a serious, I mean, you know, the chances of him dying is high, okay? And so he had many, many, many people and organizations praying for him. He was put on prayer lists, and, I mean, it was amazing how many people were dedicated to wanting to help him. And over a course of about 2 or 3 weeks, he started showing amazing improvement. And of course, he was in the hospital this whole time. Okay. So in other words, that was the sole factor that was different than what the doctors were doing. The doctors really had said they didn't think there was much hope, but they recognized that he was getting substantially better. And they said, this is wonderful, you know, and of course they were told that thousands and thousands of people were praying for him and, you know, sending him good thoughts and, you know, so on and so forth. And so he kept getting better and better. And then one day, you know, like most of us, he's had a life where he's made a lot of mistakes. We've all made mistakes. Life is about making mistakes and hopefully learning from the mistakes so you don't do the same mistake at least more than twice.
Right.
Okay, so he started really getting down on himself.
Yeah.
And he started having thoughts like, gosh, you know, I don't deserve to have this kind of healing take place because, I've been a wretched person. No more wretched than any of us. You know, but I mean, he just... you know, had a lot of time on his hands, and so, you know, he was dwelling on his past, and unfortunately, when you dwell on your past, a lot of garbage comes up that you say, gosh, I wish I had done that differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started really cogitating on this and spending too much time ruminating, and within about 10 days, his condition started to worsen.
Ooh.
And it got worse and worse and worse. And he was at the point where they thought, you know, obviously it was just a fluke that he started getting better because this is what they expected anyhow. And, I mean, he was pretty doggone close to being dead. I mean, he was only a few days away. And a nurse walked in one day, and she just had the wherewithal to say to a nurse, you know, because she said, I don't know, this is so strange. You know, you were doing so well, and now you're just not. And she said, I just don't understand. And he said, well, do me a favor, would you? There's a Bible there. Just pick up a Bible and just pick that up. Just open it up and read the first thing your eye sees. And it was the Old Testament. And it was one of the Psalms. I don't remember what it was. I wish I was more of a biblical scholar, but I'm not. But basically, the quote was from one of the Psalms, and I'm paraphrasing here. We've all made a lot of mistakes, but God still loves us.
Oh yeah, okay.
And and he heard that, and he said, "Would you say that again?" And so she repeated it very slowly, and he just started having a smile on his face. Within 24 hours, his vital signs were back up to where they were. And he ended up walking out of that hospital fine.
There you go.
But that, my wife just reminded me. She actually took his temperature, and instantly his temperature had improved like 3 or 4 degrees. Instantly.
Wow.
This is how powerful the body's own mechanism for healing is. But when we sabotage it, either through negative thinking, poor nutrition, stress, guess what? It's like throwing a monkey wrench in your washing machine and wondering why it's making so much noise. You can't do it. We have to learn to take care of what we've been given.
Those are great words, Michael.
It is. Yeah, it's a powerful, powerful story, and I we'll probably say it again some other week because I know everyone doesn't listen all the time, but I've heard that story several times, and it gives me goosebumps because I just realized, wait a second, this is what's going on, and
yeah.
This is why it's so important to feed our bodies and our minds with good things.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Wow.
So anyhow, we want to at least touch on, because we get questions about this, we get questions about people who say, I want to improve my fitness. I want to become a better runner. I want to become a better bicyclist.
I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. I can't.
I'm losing my mind. Well, most of us can say that.
poor memory.
I want to visit Ponce de Leon's Fountain of Youth. That he found. Remember?
Yeah.
That was up. That's up. Where's it? St. Augustine. That's where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can all go there.
Absolutely.
We'll all meet there and drink some of that water and see what happens. Anyhow, so I should say this. Every single product that we have in PHP could technically be called a fitness product, and every product we have could actually be called a stay young product. And the reason is simply because in order to be fit, in order to be young, you need to give your body high-powered superfoods that are relatively low in they're zero in empty calories. In other words, so your calories count. You're eating calories that are packed with nutrients, vitamins, minerals, fats, carbohydrates, proteins that can be utilized. Nora had said this several weeks ago, and it bears repeating, that people that try and carbo load because they think that's what they're supposed to do if they're going to go run or swim, it doesn't work, and it just wears the body down because the body cannot absorb those carbohydrates, even if they're good carbohydrates, unless your body is amply equipped with the proper vitamins and minerals from food sources so that's what you need to have the metabolism take place of the carbohydrate. Without that, the carbohydrate doesn't get burned properly.
Okay.
So that's crucial. So one of the products that we do offer that was featured this last Monday on the Monday Morning Health Minute was Revivitol. And Revivitol is an interesting formula because it's a little different than many of the PHP products because it's not really what you call a superfood, but it contains elements that are found in concentrated superfoods, which is really cool.
We're talking
alpha-lipoic acid, which, by the way, is one of the favorite so-called nutrient antioxidant of the new medical generation. People think of alpha-lipoic acid as just being an incredible substance that does all sorts of things. I mean, people are claiming that it helps with pain modulation, you know, that it helps with the heart function, it helps with the brain. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
You hear about this logic, like the basically recharging, like the water-soluble vitamins?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty cool.
So the Revivitol is a combination of acetyl L-carnitine, alpha-lipoic acid, you know, SOD, ginkgo leaf extract, and rice bran. And so it really is a good combination of both whole food substances and nutrients that are found plentiful if you eat enough concentrated whole foods, which is not easy for people to do. And I might say that this formula is almost identical to what the world-class cardiologist by name of Steven Sinatra, who's got a number of books out, he says that a combination of L-carnitine and alpha-lipoic acid is probably the best thing that you can do for the heart. And if you add ginkgo to it, it becomes rocket fuel for the heart. So that's
so
a good thing
to... you mean
to
tell me if I take this on a daily basis, it's going to
benefit
heart health?
It's going to benefit heart health. And the fact that it has the rice bran and the ginkgo in it really gives a very good synergy, so that you're not getting the effect of taking something that's isolated, but you're getting the effect of the synergy of whole foods.
Uh-huh. So not only is it good for my brain, it's actually really good for my heart.
Yeah, and if I just remember to take it, I'd think better.
Well, that's what we have AutoShip for.
There you go.
Can we talk about...
We talk about that, yeah.
Yeah, can we talk about AutoShip? No. That's something... that's a great feature. We could learn more about that on another call. But let's talk about Dr. Bruce Ames. Can we bring him up? And how?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's talk about the Reader's Digest article. What was it, 6 pages? 6 to 8 pages? I don't remember exactly how many pages.
You know, it's been a while. Now, I refresh my memory.
Well, just wonderful about how, you know, he came up with this formulation of acetyl-L-carnitine and alpha-lipoic acid with, you know, for the brain, and just incredible brain function, what it does in lab rats, and just a really great article to look back to, which is archived on the website.
Oh, right. I had a brain fog. I should take some of this stuff right now.
You could read the whole article. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know, entirety.
It's a phenomenal, and in fact, more and more people that are into neurotransmitters and heart health are really getting behind this because it's so powerful. And one of the things that you can do to even make this more effective is that when you take the Revivitol, take it with like barley or kamut, because the extra oxygen from the chlorophyll is exactly what your brain and heart needs.
And bring up that this is also one of Dave's favorite products, and that definitely says something.
Exactly. Yeah,
Dave
takes this every day, and before that, you know, I mean, he would say, you know, he wasn't sure if he was talking coherently, and now, you know, he sounds like a genius. So it's amazing what this product can do for us.
As a master formulator, you know, I'm sure, you know, if he's doing it, you know, I always follow his
exactly.
His ride, you know.
Dave is a great researcher, and he does his homework, and it's important to, and the nice thing about it is, you know, he trained originally with Ann Wigmore, you know, from the original Hippocrates Institute.
Sure.
And he became, you know, Mr. Wheatgrass and Mr. Kamut. And so everything in PHP has really evolved from that starting point. And he's tried, and we've all tried as a company, to stay true to the philosophy of what Ann Wigmore was all about, because she was his first and main mentor.
Right.
And an incredible woman she was. I mean, she's gone now, but I mean, she did a lot of phenomenal things that were just incredibly, you know, ahead of her time or way behind her time, depending on your perspective. But yeah, it's just it really revolutionized the idea that that the body had an innate ability to heal itself. I mean, she had people coming to her place originally in Boston with all sorts of terminal diseases, and just by doing wheatgrass therapy, you know, by having them do wheatgrass enemas and colonics and drinking it, chewing it, she had amazing results. And of course, at the same time, they were only they were only consuming, you know, fresh raw foods and juices. But she is the pioneer of really natural hygiene in my book. I mean, she's not the original natural hygiene person, but she's the one who really made it popular, and she's responsible for creating what Dave has brought out. Because, I mean, like, Dave gives all the credit to her for being the mentor that she was.
Perfect. So where do we go from here?
Well, I think what we can talk about is how we can, let's talk about different uses for, like, Revive-It-All for people, for fitness, and also for, say, mental clarity, and for, you know, keeping that youthfulness about you.
Okay.
And in reality, like I said before, all three of those things are exactly the same. You know, you can't talk about one without talking about the other, and you're going to do the same thing for all three of those things. So, if you're talking about youthfulness, you're not going to do anything different than if you're talking about becoming more fit. So, really, what the advantage this has is that it's providing nutrients. Revive-It-All is providing nutrients that definitely nourish the heart, that certainly affect the brain, and without a doubt affect every cell metabolism in the body. And so if you can keep your cells operating more efficiently, guess what? You've automatically improved your fitness, you've automatically improved your mental clarity, and you've certainly improved your ability to fight the aging dilemma.
Perfect.
So, really, anti-aging and health is nothing more than actually keeping your cells in a state of vibrant health.
Hmm.
And you can do that, two things do that quite well. One is giving it all of the proper nutrients, fresh air, lots of pure water. And the other thing, like the story we told earlier, is just really do everything you can to eliminate even the idea of having a negative thought, because that has a powerful effect on your consciousness and on your physical body. And one thing that research has recently come out with, Joel, and this is fascinating, because for many, many years, people think that your thought and your feelings are sort of like independent. In other words, your thought comes from your brain, your feeling comes from your heart center. Okay, and that's the way it's always been thought of. Well, that's not true. Science has been able to measure the whole mechanism here, and actually, feelings come after thoughts. They are not independent. So, in other words, if you have a negative thought, you are then going to have a negative feeling or reaction, which is why if you get angry or get sad, you have that feeling in your stomach.
You know, and I always try to put up, like, little quotes of the day, like on Facebook and stuff.
Yep.
And one of my favorite ones I ever put up, I just came up with it one day, which is exactly what you're speaking about, where I said, negative thoughts equal negative feelings equal negative actions.
Yep.
Just that simple, and what you get from that, you get from it, you know? It's that's kind of...
And keep in mind, Joel, that is powerful, and what people need to realize is, and this is, and science has also determined this, and this is fascinating. You know how if you have a situation, okay, whether it be positive or negative, let's say you all of a sudden, you know, have a situation which brings you great joy, and of course that makes you feel great all over your body. Or you have an experience where all of a sudden you get extremely angry, and then, you know, you feel pretty sick, okay, which is pretty normal. Okay, up until just maybe a year or two ago, it was considered a natural occurrence that there's a chain of command that happens. You have a reaction, and then immediately that reaction triggers a biological response, whether it be positive or negative. You know, whether you get the endorphin thing and feeling good, or you get the anger thing and feeling, you know, lousy. That was just thought as a chain of command, that this is how it happens. A stimulus, reaction, result. Okay, that's what was assumed. And most people believe that. Most people think that they have absolutely no control over that process. That once it starts, you just got to hold on to your hats and just, you know, wait it out. Well, science has now proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that that's not true.
Exactly.
There is actually a window of time that occurs between the stimulus and the reaction and the result. So what this means is that when something happens to you, like you stub your toe, and you typically would get really angry or furious or cuss or whatever, there's actually a window of time that you can grab. And I'll be the first to admit, it's not a big window. It's like a millisecond. But it's still a window, which means that it's not a natural result. In other words, stub your toe, get angry is not what is natural. What is natural is to stub your toe, stop yourself, and say, what just happened?
We choose to get angry.
We choose to get angry, exactly. We choose to be happy, angry, and we can stop. We can control those.
Right. Your mental
when
mindset,
you start controlling
right?
those, you have become master of your destiny.
Yeah, it's a mental mindset. It's the mindset
yep.
you're in. I love this new holistic twist onto the quote, you know? Really bringing, you know, we have the best company in the world, and it's great that we have this holistic information that we're providing right now.
Well, exactly, and I think the main thing, and to, you know, bear repetition, and of course, you know, repetition is the name of the game. We have to hear something about 30 times before it sinks in.
It's the mother of all,
that,
you know, all skills, repetition.
Yeah, exactly, is that a couple things, couple points, Joel, that are so crucial that we reiterate and reiterate and reiterate is, number one, everything's connected. You can't isolate a symptom and say, what do I take for this problem in my body? You have to be willing to look at the big picture.
Mm.
That's number one. Number
Hope
two.
Everyone's writing this down.
Yeah. Number two is how do we best operate so that we are conscious of what we're doing? I think that's crucial.
That could be a whole call.
Totally. In fact, we should dedicate ourselves to that one.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
It's first call in March. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. And then one of the other factors is this idea of recognizing, and more than recognizing, but put into practice as a common sense, everyday occurrence. That when you have a health concern come up, whether it be, you know, a severe problem, an accident, or whatever, okay, let's say you have an accident, heaven forbid, you end up in the emergency room, you know, you're probably semi-conscious, so you got yourself there. All right, the point is that as soon as you are aware, or someone else who you are close to, who you really trust, who loves you, so on and so forth, is there, you want to take charge of the situation. You want to start asking questions, you know, and you want to make sure that the care is being handled in a way that suits you. Now, obviously, sometimes there's emergencies that just have to be taken care of, and I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about the fact, let's become completely proactive in terms of the way in which we handle all of our healthcare needs so that we become truly the customer, and we then go and find the right kind of material, the right kind of information that we can then use and apply so that we can handle the situation that we've got at hand. And I think that's very, very important. And obviously, keeping your mental wits about you by, you know, making sure that you're nutritionally sound. You know, I'll give you a good example, an experience I just had. A good friend of mine, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, same age as I am, he was getting his mail out of his mailbox, and he twisted his foot somehow, and he broke by 3 or 4 bones in his foot, you know, the small bones, okay, which is not uncommon. I mean, you can do that, okay. And I don't know how well he eats. I don't think he's not fanatics like, you know, the Nora and I. I wouldn't say we're fanatics, but we're, you know, we try and do the best we can, as I know you do. And so just yesterday, I was in a situation where I was trying to do something, and I was entering into a black room, and they had dug a foot and a half deep trench, which I ended up stepping right into without thinking it was, knowing it was even there, and basically twisted my knee and my ankle really good, and you know, spilled some water. And when I got myself up, you know, I sort of, you know, did a little inventory, because I mean, I certainly hurt, but it felt like, you know, I didn't feel anything creaking or like I had broken anything, and so I was able to walk. And so, you know, I ended up, you know, taking some, you know, I took some, basically some joint flex and lots of greens, and, you know, and I'm feeling, you know, I can hardly tell it happened now. And it's only been exactly 24 hours.
Wow.
And so I'm thinking that the difference between these two instances is not there's anything special about my body, because, I mean, I was born with a physical handicap. I mean, I didn't start off with any near what other people did.
Right.
But because we have been eating so well for the last 10 years, and probably even more than that, the body is in a more resilient state to be able to handle that kind of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a great lesson to be able to share with people, because that's putting what we're talking about into practice. I mean, I could have broken a bone, and I'd have to tell you that, but I mean, I didn't, and I think the only reason is because I think my body was strong enough to be able to resist the impact.
You were in a ready state.
Yep, exactly. That's it.
Perfect.
So, yeah, so we've covered a lot of stuff tonight, Joel.
Yeah, I like that.
You want to give? Can you give us a little bit of review of where we've been so we can at least get a recap and a sense of where we've been and where we're going?
Yeah, just to touch on Revivadol a lot. Because Revivadol is the type of product where I don't do enough of, you know, during the year, so I want to definitely incorporate it more into my life, because I didn't even know the wonderful benefits of the heart, which you brought up.
Right.
About that. Let's just talk about how often should we take the Revivadol? How many months out of the year?
Well, I would say it's pretty much up to the individual. Steven Sinatra, the cardiologist, would probably say take it every day the rest of your life.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of taking anything every day for the rest of my life. I think you should always take a day off once in a while.
Rotate it a little bit.
Yeah, rotate a little bit.
Maybe every other month.
Yeah, you know, and if you're using Revivadol, and you're also using the tropic oil, and you're also using the Master Amino Complex, you're giving your brain and heart and nervous system great nutrients to work with. That's
okay.
A great trio.
Okay.
Phenomenal. And that's really what we're trying to do, is we're trying to maximize the use of of everything we're doing,
okay,
so that we get an overall.
Just tell us what a great product to kind of pair it up with. What would you say to combine?
Well, I think Revivadol. I would always take Revivadol with a green drink. I think that's a great thing, and the reason is because chlorophyll has an extra molecule of oxygen.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, kind of how I feel. It would be so, probably nice to do first thing in the morning as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you know, obviously on an empty stomach, with the greens and the Revivadol, especially if you're having a very taxing day where you're not getting enough exercise and you're not doing anywhere near, you're not able to get enough fresh air, you know, out in the outdoors.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be a good opportunity, because it's certainly a good... It's going to be a tonic for the heart and mind.
And we have a great heart product, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Heart Aid is a wonderful product, and you can certainly use that in accordance, because I mean, anything that's got cayenne and garlic, you got to consider is great for the heart.
Yeah. And I've totally replaced my black pepper at home years ago with cayenne pepper.
Oh, I wouldn't live without cayenne pepper. And we should remind everyone who's listening, and we can't offer you this product for yourself, but I recommend everyone go to a health food store and buy it. Not only it's a good idea to take Heart Aid, because that is wonderful for the overall heart. It's a great combination. Dave's done a good job of really doing the research on all of the, you know, Ayurvedic and, you know, Western herbs that really support heart health. At the same time, get yourself a small bottle of cayenne extract, the liquid cayenne.
Okay.
And first of all, if you ever feel super really cold, you can take a few drops of that and put it in your mouth, and it will actually warm you up. It's a warmer. But what really is the benefit, Joel, is it's first aid in your pocket.
Right.
If you yourself ever feel like you're starting to have what you might think is a heart attack or a heart murmur or a stroke, heaven forbid, or you see someone else experiencing those kinds of symptoms, if you take that little bottle and you squirt some in that person's mouth, whether it be in your own or the other person, if you can't get their mouth open, squirt it in their nose. It's going to burn like the dickens, but you could have just saved their life because it immediately dilates the capillaries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty
And can stop a stroke in its track.
That's great. And you've been
phenomenal.
That
yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. So
yeah.
That's powerful.
Well, on that note, I think we've covered a good portion of what we intended to.
I think so. I think it's I think we've done a good job, and you've kept us on track, which is always difficult for me. So I really appreciate that.
It's a pleasure.
Well, and we'll look forward to next week, same time, same place.
To definitely thank you.
I believe is that the Ides of March? Now, when's the Ides of March? The Ides of March is. When is the Ides of March? Is that considered March 1st?
I don't know.
Well, anyhow, we'll see you on March the 10th.
March 10th, right, exactly.
And by the way, if you're anywhere in Southern California, I will be doing a talk at the Magdalene YMCA in Encinitas on March the 9th at 10 a.m. Monday, March the 8th, at 12:30, I will be at the Magdalene YMCA in Encinitas, and we'd love to have you there.
Sounds great.
So, Joel, until next week, we'll wish everyone happy, healthy.
Thanks again for joining us. Have a wonderful night. Enjoy, be well, be safe, and be happy.
And
take control of your health right before it controls you.
I like that.
Okay.
See you next
week.
Bye-bye.